Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years with a strong accent on New Orleans and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is, with Crescent City jazz singer Cindy Scott, who got turned on to good jazz vocal harmony in her early teen years.
A friend of mine, when I was in the eighth grade, gave me a bootleg cassette tape of Manhattan Transfer, and I loved it. And I memorized all the songs and all the solo, you know, all the vocalese stuff. And I don't know why I did that. Nobody, you know, my parents didn't push any of that on me. I was just attracted to it my own self very organically.
Lots more coming up with Cindy Scott in about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Monday is St. Patrick's Day, and here's a Jazz New Orleans salute to the wearing of the green. Sax man Jay Collins, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Thank you.
saxophonist Jay Collins, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio, Faith and Begora, Ellen Gobra. Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day all weekend. That's what's happening here in the Crescent City. I'm Frank Haston. Very nice to have you along for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Still to come, a piece Paquito de Rivera calls The Most Beautiful Bolero. A Horace Silver classic courtesy of D.D. Bridgewater and Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. He took the front door in. You know, he just might need to find another way out. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. The music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro as well, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. Here's the Next Generation Band, including Jason Marcellus and Nicholas Payton. The music of Harold Batiste is what this Next Generation CD is all about. Here's a beautiful piece by Harold. Alviette is her name. Thank you. bassman Ben Allison with Tricky Dick, a phrase first applied to former President Richard Nixon and used here by Ben Allison to refer to the dark doings of former Vice President Dick Cheney. Paquito de Rivera with a gorgeous Chucho Valdez bolero, Claudia. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Up ahead, Tom McDermott with a Sidney Bechet classic and an extended conversation with New Orleans jazz singer Cindy Scott, who celebrates the release of her new Historia CD Sunday night at Snug Harbor. Support for Jazz New Orleans comes from Caraway LeBlanc, LLC, where attorneys Katie Caraway and Anne-Marie LeBlanc help clients with health care, personal, and business law concerns. 504-566-1912. And Promenade Fine Fabrics, for over 46 years offering European couture fabrics, and now with an expanded selection of vintage Hyman Hendler ribbon. 1520 St. Charles Avenue. Dr. Michael Wyatt up next on Jazz New Orleans. From his Dancing in the Sky CD, Give It Up, the Gypsy Second Line.
Thank you.
Mid-Floor's great band, Super Sax, with Charlie Parker's Scrapple from the Apple, and Tom McDermott, Sidney Bechet's The Fish Fender. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Fred Caston. Very nice to have you along for Jazz New Orleans tonight with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with Cindy Scott straight ahead. Support for WWNO comes from Jazz at the Sandbar at the University of New Orleans, presenting saxophonist and UNO alum Clarence Johnson III, joined by UNO Jazz Studies students, Wednesday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at the UNO Cove. Tickets and more information at music.uno.edu. And support comes from the New Orleans Ballet Association, presenting the Joffrey Ballet with classic works by Jerome Robbins and Twyla Tharp, Saturday, March 29th at 8 p.m. at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. Ticket information and more at 522-0996 or nobadance.com. Time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with jazz vocalist Cindy Scott. Cindy Scott grew up in North Mississippi in a home steeped in music. Her father, for instance, was a musician and music educator.
Kind of a jack of all trades musically. He played harmonica and he played drums and saxophone. And he was a little bit on the folk side of music. And of course, clarinet was his major instrument. And so he got his feet very involved in classical and band music.
And Cindy Scott's mother taught piano.
There was always music in the house, and we always, in every family gathering, there was music. We sang and we played, and we sang folk songs and did all kinds of stuff. My mother always played. My dad always played harmonica. And when I was old enough and could, I played flute. One of my sisters played French horn, and she always wrote songs and sang. The other one played clarinet.
Did you guys have a piano in the house?
Oh, yes. We had a piano in the house. In fact, my mother still has a piano in her house. She lives in Mexico, and she has a Yamaha baby in her house. Nice. And she still plays. And yeah, it's really been a very big part of my whole life. And I tried not to make it a profession, but somehow that didn't work for very long.
Couldn't avoid it, ultimately.
Exactly. And
Scott took a few piano lessons from her mom, started flute at 11, got a fairly quick introduction to the American songbook and the sound of jazz vocal harmony.
Started, like, really listening to jazz pretty early. I don't know if this was actually jazz, but my dad had all the Linda Ronstadt and Nelson Riddle Orchestra recordings. Right. And I loved Linda Ronstadt because my voice is a little like hers. And so I fell in love with the songs. I didn't know she wasn't really a jazz. It didn't matter to me that she wasn't a jazz singer because I could have cared less about genre then. I just was drawn to the actual music, and it was this beautiful bed that she sang over, and she was a beautiful singer. So she was a big influence in those young years, and that's how I learned my first repertoire was from her. And then a friend of mine, when I was in the eighth grade, gave me a bootleg cassette tape of Manhattan Transfer. And I loved it. And I memorized all the songs and all the solo, you know, all the vocalese stuff. And I don't know why I did that. Nobody, you know, my parents didn't push any of that on me. I was just attracted to it my own self very organically.
What were some of the tunes on that Manhattan Transfer tape? Do you remember?
Yeah, Tuxedo Junction, Corner Pocket. I could sing that vocalese right now for you.
Yeah.
Cherry pink and apple blossom white. That's right, pink and right. I will tell you right. Who'd have ever believed a guy that holds a fool was such romantic? That's enough.
Yeah, that's good. Cindy Scott sang for fun, got some formal vocal training in her church choir, but really began to discover her voice at an impromptu late night jam session in a club in Europe during her junior year abroad.
This guy played piano and didn't know the guy. And he got up, he's about 21 or something, and 22, and he gets up and starts playing on the piano in the bar, and he started playing something I knew, some jazz song. It was Route 66, I think, or something like that. And so I got up and started singing with him. And the owner of the club got all excited. Oh my gosh, y'all sound incredible. You have to come back and play here. And so I was like, I don't know any songs. I can't do this. And so the piano player said, yes, you can. He was German. And so about a month later or something, I had learned 20 songs, and we came in and did a show, and all of our friends, the students, came to the gig. And the owner paid us a little bit, and we passed the hat and made a little bit of money, and that was it. I was just totally like, yeah, I really like this.
Back in the U.S., Cindy Scott sang in a rock cover band her senior year at LSU. She won a spot in the jazz band at the University of South Carolina, where she earned a master's in international business, then pursued that career, ultimately landing in Houston.
So I spent 10 years living in Houston, and even though I had, well, some of that time I was working abroad, but even though I had a day job, I was building repertoire during that time. I was doing a bunch of gigs. I was learning how to put a book together and write my own lead sheets. And that's when I started learning about jazz theory. I had some amazing mentors and colleagues, and I grew a lot.
So much that she eventually decided to move to New Orleans to enter the master's degree jazz studies program at UNO. She and her husband arrived here in 2005, just in time to see their Lakeview home swamped by 11 feet of water after Katrina. But they made it back to New Orleans in early 2006 and have been here ever since.
It was pioneer days there, as you know, for a while. But it was a very enriching experience, too, because I think, you know, all of us who went through that have this bond that's never going to go away, that I'm not sure I could have forged without that horrifying experience. Right. So that's the silver lining for me. And I also think that it added a depth to my own music. And it kind of taught, it's like, well, you know, it really reinforces that you get this one shot. So don't hold back. Just put your whole self into whatever it is you're trying to do.
Cindy Scott's latest project is her new CD, Historia, which opens with her lyric to Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie's Shaw Enough.
Lyrically, it's a song about not being afraid to connect with people and to try new things, new foods or whatever. Like, get yourself out of your house. Go experience life, because if you don't, it's going to pass by.
You there sitting in the dark and playing games. Trying hard to keep your everything the same. Look around, cause there's a life with your name on it. Better find it.
Historia features pianist Randy Porter, bassist Dan Loomis, and drummer Jameson Ross, plus special guests Shannon Powell, Evan Christopher, Brian Seeger, and Grammy-nominated singer Karen Allison.
I was a fan before I knew her. When I was first trying to get out in Houston and sing, I wanted to work on scat singing. I could not scat sing. Nobody really encouraged me, but I just had it in my head that I had to work on this. And so I was looking for material to listen to. Came across this Concord Records compilation that Chris Potter was on. I knew him. I'm like, oh, I got to see what he's up to, blah, blah, blah. And Karim was on that record. It was a live performance at the festival. And she scat sang. And I was like, oh, I love this woman. She's amazing. And she was the first person, you know, I had been listening to Billy and Sarah and Ella and John Hendricks and all those amazing people that are huge influences. But she was the first person that I fell in love with that was out there doing what I wanted to do.
One of the most powerful pieces on Historia comes from Mexico, Historia de un Amor.
I tour in Mexico quite a bit, and one of my bandmates asked me to learn this song for his grandmother. And I did, and I loved the song, but I couldn't find any English lyrics. There must be some, but I just could not find any, so I wanted to write them because I wanted to do it in the States, and I didn't want to only do it in Spanish.
Another emotionally resonant song on the CD, Laura Lee, marries Cindy Scott's lyric to an instrumental by guitarist Brian Seeger.
He wrote a song called Buffalo Trace, and it's a beautiful song, and I was driving on the Buffalo Trace one time, and I kind of just all of a sudden had this flash of a story. Well, what happened was I had letters from the Civil War from some ancestor. They were in a family Bible that was passed down to me that I lost in the flood. He wasn't patriotic to the Confederacy. I mean, there was none of that. He just was homesick, and he was cold, and he was hungry, and his friends were dying, and you know, he was really, he just wanted to be with the people he loved. That's what the message was in all three of the letters. Yeah. And so I just kind of said, well, I need to, this song wants me to tell that story.
I can hear the campfire burning. I close my eyes and still I see.
All in all, Cindy Scott is pleased with the way Historia documents the current state of her art and thinking.
It honors my family, it honors my roots, my musical roots, my philosophical roots, and it honors how I think about life now.
Here is Cindy Scott with Karen Allison, the final tune on Historia, Some of That Sunshine.
Some of that sunshine and put it in your pocket for a rainy day. Get your share of good loving. Sometimes too much thinking can get in the way. And nobody said it was gonna be easy, but you can't live your life in dismay. So wrap up some of that sunshine. It'll come in handy on a rainy day. Walk in the moonlight. Time is made of moments that you can't replace. Try to look on the bright side and welcome in tomorrow with a smile on your face. Sometimes the rain is bound to come falling. Try as you might just to keep it away. So wrap up some of that sunshine and it'll come in handy on a rainy day.
Cindy Scott and special guest Karen Allison duetting on Karen's Some of That Sunshine from the brand new Cindy Scott CD, Historia. Cindy will celebrate the release of that disc with a pair of shows at Snug Harbor Sunday night.